Hey listeners, this is Emily Bendish of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. Last week, 13 North Dakota ag organizations sent a letter to President Donald Trump and other state and national leaders thanking them for their efforts to protect the nation during the COVID-19 pandemic and underscoring the importance of maintaining a steady supply of food, fiber, feed, and fuel. In the letter, the groups urged decision makers to be mindful of the unique challenges agriculture faces during this difficult time. Agriculture cannot function properly if the basic tools, such as seed, fertilizer, crop protection products, feed, pharmaceuticals, equipment, and farm labor are not in place, they wrote, explaining that neither the agricultural industry nor the nation can afford to allow COVID-19 to negatively impact food production. The situation takes on increased significance as North Dakota agriculturalists are in the midst of calving season and preparing for the upcoming 2020 planting season. We ask for your help to address the needs of agriculture, and we look forward to working with you and your administration on solutions, they concluded. Additionally, last night, the third stimulus bill includes an additional $9.5 billion in funding for USDA to support livestock and dairy producers, local food providers, and specialty crop producers was approved. There's also a $14 billion boost in funding authority for USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven says more assistance is likely for egg producers, but there are unknowns on what this could look like. Whether it's a third market facilitation program or referred to as something else, we'll see. As far as the USDA formally announcing the program and how it's going to work, that's what we have to put together when we have the funding to do it, Hoeven says. He says it's important to use CCC funds fairly for all producers. We need to get this done and work with everyone to make this inclusive and fair. The bill also includes more funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, a boost to rural broadband, rural hospitals, local food banks, and pantries. In other news, Phase 1 implementation of the trade agreement between the U.S. and China is pressing forward. The most recent actions include growth for U.S. meat products. Both countries have agreed to allow United States poultry exports from unaffected regions in the case of a disease outbreak, with the U.S. poultry exports have the potential to exceed $1 billion per year, according to the USDA. For the first time since 2003, U.S. beef producers will have access to the Chinese market for nearly all beef products. China has notified the U.S. of proposed maximum residue levels for three commonly used hormones in U.S. beef production. Also, U.S. pork producers will have expanded access for pork products shipped to China. China's tariff exclusion process is in effect, and many imports are receiving tariff relief for U.S. food and agricultural products. Don't forget that North Dakota requires brands to be renewed every 5 years, which means, by law, brands will expire January 1st of 2021. North Dakota Stockmen's Association brand recorder Stephanie Hilly said if your address has changed since 2015, or if you are unsure what address the NDSA has on file, you should contact us at 701-223-2522 or email brands@ndstockmen.org to ensure that your correct address is on file. Official renewal notices will be sent out mid-August. For over 90 years, the Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit ndstockmen.org. This is Emily Bendish, signing off for this week's Stock Talk, wishing everyone a safe and healthy rest of their week.